zanjendu varjo zanje chidanzo je chonam la chanjo bardo dane javzo je tage je je devzanje drola ben zanjendu varjo. How much time? Three times. Okay. I thought three times. That's perfect. Don't need two more than three. Okay. Yeah. Niel, da? Niji. Yeah, when I teach, inji thole teach. Hey, bangbo me. So yeah, I a little bit. Say in English. So, yeah, I want to quote from the Guru Puja, right? Oh, one verse. Say, in Guru Puja, say, in Tibet, Rangni Chezin Guba Kunji Ko, Manam Chezin Yendeng Kunji Shi, Tejir Daoxian Jevi Nanjo La, That in Tibetan say like that. That means in English, self-cherishing, right? Rangni chesin. Self-cherishing is the drawer of all faults or all suffering. Means suffering. The self-cherishing is a drawer of all suffering. The cherishing other is drawer of all quality, means all happiness, right? That's why, therefore, may I receive blessing to do the main practice, to do essential practice, right? Nyamle Nyingbo, to do essential practice, that changing self and other, right? So, that one was in English like that. So, again, the self-cherishing is drawer of all faults and all suffering, and all problem or a difficulty, right? Cherishing other is a drawer of all quality, all happiness. All happiness means all happiness. Because we have all self-cherishing, right? But some people, they're high level. they have the high level self-cherishing. That is a big problem, right? So actually, we have every sentient being, not just a sentient, every ordinary being, like human being, ordinary human being, and animal, we have self-cherishing, right? But if you have strong self-cherishing, that is a big problem. That is it lead the many suffering, right? It can cause many problem, many suffering, many difficulty situation. So because if you have strong self-cherishing, then you never want to be care other, right? You think your own most important. The most good things that you need, the most good good things that you need more and more, never satisfied. So then, when you try to get good things or try to something, problem situation, at that time, if you feel that I want to win, right? I want better, I want good things, I want the best things. If you feel like that, then you never can solve your problem, right? Your problem. Then it leads more suffering. So if you get the if you meet some people that you don't like people, then if there's something say like bad word for to you, you never you cannot passion, because you cannot do passion, you cannot stay quietly you don't want to stay without any speak, right? You want to react, because you never you because if you have so self-cherishing, you want the always you want to win all this to all the situation you want to win. That's why you never versa. You cannot do the passion, right? You never give up, because you feel that you are the most important. You are become the better. You are become the famous. You are become the rich, right? You have become the success. So if you that's like that, then you more you get more difficult. You get more suffering. Otherwise, if you have cherishing other, right? Then you if you have other cherishing, right? Then sometimes if you get the difficulty situation problem, you get the sometimes problem, then you can do patient practice of patient. You can give up. It doesn't matter. You can do like that. If you have that other cherishing, right? Your mind is filled other. If you mind feel the benefit other, right? Cherishing other means benefit with the feeling is benefit other, right? So that feeling benefit the feeling. To benefit other, that you that it caused your happiness in the future, right? Because many problem can solve by the cherishing other. Oh, so that is man practice, right? If you can change the cherishing other and stop cherishing and cherishing other, that's good. Even you cannot change stop cherishing and cherishing other, but you must feel a practice of equanimity. You and other equal important, right? If you feel I more important than that is that is difficult, right? Or anytime if you feel that I always important than any other person, that is a big problem. That is that lead the many suffering or problem. So then finally you cannot solve that problem, then you feel more suffering, more depressed, and more discouraged, like that. And then other side, the more get angry, then it's not good. Get angry. If you get angry many times, not just one time, if you get angry many times or every day, then you never feel happy. You never feel happy. If you have feel angry, you never feel happy. So that's important. That's why we have to do practice fast. We have to do practice equanimity. That means self and other is same important. And then second, we have to do practice compassion. If you don't have practice equanimity, it's impossible practice of compassion. But practice compassion is the result of the practice equanimity. If you don't have practice equanimity, it's impossible practice of compassion. Then it's also impossible practice of bodhicitta. Bodhicitta comes from the practice compassion, right? If you have compassion, then it's possible to generate bodhicitta. If you don't have compassion, it's impossible to generate bodhicitta. So these things are practice compassion, practice equanimity, practice changing self and other. These are cause of the practice of bodhicitta. So that's why. Before listen teaching, right? Before listen teaching, you have to think equanimity, self and other is the same important. If you feel like that, because self and other same important reason. Every sentient being, they want happiness. They don't want suffering. Single sentient being, they don't want suffering. Right? Even single sentient being, they don't want suffering. Right? So all sentient being is want happiness. They don't want suffering. They never satisfied happiness to happiness, right? Even the small suffering, they cannot bear, right? That's why we are this situation. All sentient beings, same samsara being, special samsara being is this situation, same. That's why. You feel, that's why when you feel oh, I really want to free from my suffering, right? I really want to free from suffering. If you feel like that, of course, other sentient beings, they really need want to free from their suffering. That you have to think, right? Then it's not sufficient if I try to free from suffering only me, for only me. It's not not good, right? Not good habit. If you feel like, you should feel like that, because it's not good habit, because other sentient beings very kindness for you. That's why you have to think, you have to concentrate about other sentient beings suffering, because they are very kindness for you. If you ignore this sentient being, that's why then you be, your warsa, your habit is not good. That's why we have to think, we have to concern the other sentient beings suffering. We have to free from, we want to free from their suffering. We want to free from we want to free from that sentient beings. Free from the samsara. These are because you and other sentient beings same, right? Equal. Then if you feel like that, then you feel, oh, if you feel, oh, all other sentient beings I want to free from, I really want free from these sentient beings, free from samsara. If you feel like that, that is compassion, right? That mind is compassion, right? Then you try to develop bodhicitta. You can develop bodhicitta genuinely. Otherwise, if you try to generate bodhicitta, that is bodhicitta is warsa, not genuine. It's just warsa. Say again? Phony, yeah. Warsa, superficial. It's that bodhicitta is superficial, not real. If you feel all sentient beings free from suffering, then next, if you try to generate bodhicitta, that bodhicitta is genuine bodhicitta. Authentic, what authentic, real bodhicitta, right? Not control bodhicitta, right? Contrive, right? Contrive. So it's important before generate bodhicitta, it's thinking the equanimity, all sentient beings. It's same, they don't want suffering, they want happiness, it's equal, same. And all sentient beings free from samsara, free from suffering, right? Because these sentient beings very kind to me. Why kind? Why these sentient beings kindness? If you feel like that, why important the other sentient beings for me? Some people feel like that, because we all sentient, other sentient being, actually Actually, if we talk about dependent, right? Dependent origination. If there are no other sentient being, then there are no you, right? If there are no other sentient being, if there are no happiness of the other sentient beings, then no your happiness, right? If there are other sentient beings happiness, then your happiness comes from other sentient beings happiness. So that's why the other sentient being is very important. You, that is it's nature, right? Then otherwise, if the Buddhism say your rebirth, right? Your rebirth. It's endless, right? Right? You have beginningless. Beginningless. You was born in samsara, right? Also, you will be born in samsara many lifetime. So, from the beginningless, you already born, right? In samsara, from the beginningless. Each rebirth, you must have a parent and friend and relative. If without these parent, relative, friend, caretaker, if you don't have a previous life, then you never get happiness. So each rebirth, they many help you, right? That's why these sentient beings, all sentient beings, all sentient beings as become the mother, as your mother, as become the your mother, because your rebirth is countless. Each your rebirth have parent. That's why your parent is countless. So you cannot point that person. It not become my parent. You cannot point like that. So all the sentient being, if you think well. All sentient being become your parent, friend, relative. That's why these all sentient being very kindness you. So then this life you born in human being. Oh, then you have for them you repay them, right? You think, oh, now I want to repay, right, them. That's why I want to free from this sentient being. I want this sentient being free from samsara, this sentient being free from suffering, like that. So then you have to try to generate. Oh, that's why I need to help other sentient beings. Now, right now, I cannot help for all sentient beings. But if I achieve the Buddhahood, then I can do benefit all sentient beings, right? So that's why I really need Buddhahood. I really need Buddhahood for benefit sentient beings. You should think like that. That is bodhicitta. That is bodhicitta. That mind is bodhicitta, right? The wish to Buddhahood for other sentient beings, right? Semjepani Shenten Chiris. The generating bodhicitta is wishing to Buddhahood for other sentient beings. So like that, that's why this time, if you listen to teaching, that is for benefit. If you should feel, you should think, even this listening, teaching, benefit. I benefit for other sentient beings that I listen to teaching, because I need to Buddhahood. Buddhahood means means the beyond of study, right? finish of study. They already understand beyond of study and Buddhahood. Before Buddha, we must study. That's why we need to listen teaching, right? So you should think this time that I listen teaching, listen to teaching. It's for benefit for other sentient being. That then it's good motivation. Okay, thing like that. Okay, how is my English? Do you understand? Something mixed, right? Something broke. Something missed part. Something sentence there miss some part, right? Okay, it doesn't matter if you understand man purpose. If you understand, that's my main purpose, right? It's important. Then nice is not important. Pleasant, speaking English, pleasant, very nice, it's not important. Most important is you understand that meaning is clear. That's important. Then okay, if you understand, then doesn't matter. Okay, now I will start Abhisama Alankara. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that. Tujichi, da ona. Oh yeah, that ngan zo kasang kap ni ba ni ma da cikja si de tro tu gi yo ma da di ma da ne kap ni ba ki cikja si ji yo le. Sanam rungwa chawi ji e ge mo mo po za da yung e ba da cha ba da rang xin tang ni te le se ji. Oh yeah, da di ka re si go le si na. Ta kasang di tro cha le sanam rungwa chawi ji e ge mo mo po za da yung e ba da cha ba da se de tro cha le ta tiring di ni ma cha ni rang xin tang ni te le se de ying si ya.
So picking up, how's the audio? Good. So picking up the Abhisama Alankara, in the second chapter, we still haven't made it through the first four lines of the first verse. So we're still there, and that verse reads as follows. Eclipsing the gods with light to render them capable, definite object, pervasion, inherent nature, and its activity. Within that, we already finished the first part where it says, eclipsing the gods with light to render them capable. And we've also already finished the definite object and pervasion. What we have left is to discuss the inherent nature and its activity.
Ani nyemong ba namba thamje du pang ba main ba siye de khare re sna ani debi deja da sibi kam khomi deja deba da sibi deja siba la na kam khomar wa deba da siba sibi kam khomi deja la siba siba se ming ta gi yore dese da sise sibi seba da debi seba o da dizo debi deja da kam khomi deja gi Ani nengelin sina mindu paglanya sina mindu pagja sina mindu paglanya sina nengele dizo pangji zo chedu nyene pangi mares namba tamje du sidi nyemo ba pe pangji zo chene o dizo gashik gangzuni mabang ba sha sina mindu gangzuni da peje tangi yores koala tie lembi chedu koala tie lembi chedu o dinde inza Nyemomba namba tamja du pangba mayimba xie chawa ni rangxin yino xie di rangxin tangni xie di dire.
And so picking up with the clear meaning commentary on this verse where it says, since producing the spirit of enlightenment means setting out to benefit living beings for the duration of samsara, its inherent nature is not to abandon delusions completely. So here the text is commenting on the meaning of inherent nature from the verse. And to speak of inherent nature, what we're talking about is the nature or character of path knowledge. So what is it that characterizes this path knowledge? What is its nature? That's what's being discussed here. And when we say, what is that? It's to not be focused, to be entirely focused on getting rid of or abandoning the afflictions. Of course, one is abandoning the afflictions, but one is not, as it says in the text, not abandoning them completely, which is to say that one is not one-pointedly focused on abandoning the afflictions. Unlike Shravakas and Pacheka Buddhas, who out of their desperation to get out of samsara, to attain liberation, are completely and one-pointedly focused on getting rid of the afflictions, the bodhisattva's primary concern is getting rid of obscurations to knowledge or obscurations to omniscience, and getting rid of the, of course, they're also eradicating the afflictive emotions, but that happens along the way. Whether they get rid of them now or later, the focus is on eliminating the knowledge obscurations. And so particularly when we talk about not completely getting rid of the afflictions, when it comes to things like anger and the view of the transitory collection, that's the same whether we're talking about a Shravaka or a Bodhisattva. Really, what the sort of what's in question here is a desire, and particularly desire realm attachment, and the attachment of the higher realms. So even the craving that one has in the formless states, where this kind of attachment, the Bodhisattva can actually not just not completely get rid of, but intentionally cultivate and take on for the purpose of taking rebirth again in samsara. And so that's what's meant here when we talk about the inherent nature of the path knowledge.
Oh, duk senida, kang darjang, deja dang, dizogi, deja gi nengelin dizo, deopata sibi deja gi nengelin dizo, ani mibongwa. Ani changju semba koala, ani shenden do koala, jewa limbi, njula pa junes, anganzo beja nala yore. Tetani menda ngaji sebi tuktapu, jidang deja sena, tuk nang shin ri nganzo la, deja gi neba mato, pemba jie yo mare, roa, tuk sidi zamba su sawa ina, dini neba mato, tuki pemba yo maroa, inayang, ta tuk inayang, changju semba pakbaki, deja de tung nangshin neba basi yina yang chanju semba papa namji ani tapji ja chenbi tapji ja chenbo da tapshegi ja chenbo gi ani koi simbala tene deja de gi rangla mineba ani deja de lamgi chosu chunne manzo deja lamdu chebase sangage geja da shegi yo marde kangdarja deja de zo chosu chenne ro deja da marta deja gi nengen lenti zo paglanya de zo tima sigora te nenge lengi tima tizo o tizo mibongwa tini menda ngaji sepi tuk tabu tuk inayang kola zhe shenpa chigi jorta chena ani neta yegi gyula chogu yora pendo yong yegi di nangshin deja ki nenge lengi tizo nubi rangshin ji re te tapshi cheba chengi simso na tizo chola chogu yora o changju senpa pakpa namgi deja dang stupata sibi deja ki nenge lengi tizo dizo da sabian dizo sinamidu nengelen di da tima dizo dini tapshi cheba chenji ani shenden chebi yanla la gyurguro o dizo siba jewale siba jewa shenden du koala jewale mi gyu cheba o duksi resu gore
tektu ki tsikdra tektu ki tsikdra
o re re tetangne menda ngaji sebi tukdabu.
And so here what we're talking about is so particularly with attachment, and so this craving that in this case, one is not setting out to abandon the attachment and the craving, as it's said in the Mahayana Samgraha, that it's like for a Arya Bodhisattva, the attachment is like poison that has been neutralized through either a medicinal antidote or through some magical spell. So the example is poison that no longer acts as poison, that has been neutralized through a mantra or some sort of medicinal remedy. Like that, the attachment no longer, for an Arya Bodhisattva, this attachment that they're taking on no longer has the capacity to harm them. And so even though in general attachment is harmful, in this case, because the attachment is joined with or supplemented with these extraordinary methods, that attachment no longer has the power to harm one. Again, like this poison that has been neutralized. And so instead, the Bodhisattva was able to take on that attachment in order for it to become an aid to awakening. So it's not precise, it's, even though in a sense it's taking attachment into the path, here we're not talking about it the way one would in the context of Vajrayana, but rather that here when we say that the attachment becomes a cause, is taken as a branch to awakening, the point is that one is able to use the attachment to take rebirth in samsara.
Yeah, that did it. That the Lamshegi Cheje, the Rangshin, see the Lamshegi Cheje, Tekwachin be Lam, Changjusin be Lamshe, see the 아니 체제 데 카레 랑신 라오 데 카레스나 랑신 녀몽방지 조 미제 바스고레 아 녀랑 디두기 녀몽방지 조 치고레 아니 다 소소 지위 값수양 장주 선바 초람단 조람기 값수양 에베 녀몽 디조 최도 년에 방지 조 치기요 말 방지 조 시립레 데 이나야 녀몽라 미세바 슉침보 요라 녀몽다 녀몽기 냉엘레라 장주 선바 소소 지위 값수 다 야 사 톱디 잠바티니 니몽라 파왕 줄기요레 로아 니몽라 파왕 줄디 잠바티니 콜라 체도 니네 데베 방고에 요 말에 오 방자 치기에 요 말에서 어디 샬라 방도그레스 오 히디 방비샬라
And so this is a quality or feature of path knowledge. So that's why we're saying that this is the nature of path knowledge to not primarily be focused on abandoning the afflictions. So unlike a Shravaka who's primarily intent on abandoning the afflictions, so even if we look at a Bodhisattva on the path of accumulation or preparation, at that point they're also not primarily focused on abandoning the afflictions, but at the same time they also find the afflictions unbearable. So they're not completely focused on, they're not primarily focused on abandoning them, and yet they also experience these afflictions as unbearable. Whereas for the more advanced bodhisattva, for an Arya bodhisattva, at that point the bodhisattva has gained power over the delusions. They're in control of the delusions, so that they can simply allow the delusions to be eradicated along the way, where their focus is instead primarily on getting rid of the obscurations to omniscience.
Oh yeah, that catchy ngaba de nganzo de thanda sikje de gi lhana ruwa chawi chi sie de lamshe la catchy nga yore jidan catchy sumre gyu ngo debus lamshe gi gyu gyu yi catchy ngo yi catchy debi catchy thanda de nganzo sie de lamshe gi ngo yi catchy de che gyu yi gyu la sum yore ngaja khengembi ngaja ngunju wa chomba nilen tekba chenpo rikseba tunje changju du semjeba sidi lanam rungwa chawi chiriri siyede kengenbi ngajan ngenju wa chomba yunge badang sidi zamba tunje changju du semjeba ra yunge badang siyede yana nilen tekba chenpo rikseba yunge badang kya badang o kya ba siyede ki nilen tekba chenpo rikseba yunge ba laydi ani karsure o nilen tekba chime tunje changju du semje bas odi injula sum kengimbi nga jangen jo chong nilen tekba chime riksa ba tunje changju du sum semje bas ta lamshe gi rangshin lamshe gi chele se te ta thanda de lamshe gi rangshin te tro chawa cha ta lamshe gi chele de kare re se na gyu ngo debu am yang na chele de ani rāngshīng tāngni tēyī lēs yedhi tā tsaoyī kāpsu tēyī lēs nirlamshī ki chile tā yāna drebu o dī karirē sī na tā dī ōgdu tā lamshī ki rāngshīng shēbi ōgdu dī ōgdu drewa tēnsā la tē tābī rāngshīng jēngi lē nīs tā rāngshīng tē tābī kēchē tāng tēnbī lamshī tēki chile nīs gōrā tē tābī rāngshīng jēngi lē nīs dī rāngshīng kēchē tē tābū tāng tēnbī lamshī tēki chile nī kārē rē sī na yāng tābī tā ngundu mīche bātāng sī dī nye rāng nāngshīng bē shīwā nyāngdē shīwā nyāngdē rāng jīgbī chīdu shīwā nyāngdē bē gyōng nē nyūdu ngēndu chē bātē dīndē māyīng bā chāngchū sīng bā nam ngendu meje batang sherab da tabla kebe simje ani yongsu madduba dubala soba yin yongsu madduba dune mimba che mimne chowa che o duksi res oya
da dambu de rema songa so ngo chetan kichu nga che ani gyu ngo dubu sung yube nangne dani
gyu la sumdwa
gyu koron la ini kyundom la nga yo yoba che
gyula sum che
ni gyula di nga ge khem ba dan rik se ba dan tin kyen chan ju ge
sum ge ba sum che
ba che di sum cha so
ngo la chi che ngo la rang ngo la rang xin ni mong pang ji zo mi je ba si che 다 젤라 아니
제부디 자블라
제부디 자로
어 so in general when we talk about this verse it's articulating five features of path knowledge so if we were to sort of start out with a sort of a three we have the cause of path knowledge the nature of path knowledge and the result of path knowledge and then within the cause of path knowledge then we can sort of break we can instead of counting that as one we break that down into three so we have for the first the cause we have three and then we have the nature and then we have the result giving a total of five within this cause the first one which we're in fact taking as three the first is the subduing of pride which we saw with the first line there of eclipsing the gods with light to render them capable The second is awakening the lineage, the Buddha nature. And the third is the supportive condition of bodhicitta. So we take these three, and then we add on to it the nature, which is what we just spoke of. Now we're up to four. So what we have one remaining, which is the effect. And the effect is what's being spoken of here as the activity. And for that activity is then what's described in the clear meaning commentary where it says, a bodhisattva who acts with such an inherent nature does not manifest the limit of reality and attracts scattered beings, which is to say various living beings and so forth with wisdom and skillful means, skillful techniques or skillful means. So here when it says a bodhisattva acts with such an inherent who acts with such an inherent nature does not manifest the limit of reality what it means is that here limit of reality is the peace of nirvana and that unlike a shravaka practitioner who is intent on immediately attaining nirvana instead the bodhisattva is not immediately actualizing or not taking the quickest route to attaining nirvana and instead is ripening those beings who need to be ripened.
Oh, do stress ta kejis na mi du chele de ani ti og do ran sin jen jere yang tak bi tang ngon du mi je ba dang sie de ta nam ji ta won ya teng gi re si si chang ju sen ba de chang ju sen ba nam ani si si ni gi ta la mi ne ba kareesna changsim changjusamba phagba sna de ta phagba dizo sishini gi thala mine bares sibala mine barare koala sibala na koala negi mares hiwa nyangdela membi langme nyangde so do ani nyende gi nyangdela negi mares nyende gi nyangde de ta digi da chimbo shore dunga pang bi tawa pe digi pakdo me bare ro koi simjenam koi dunga ne tarne dinje jeuk topna da da pe digi shore de inaya chanju samman nam gi tejamla tandunya imen jegi yo mare tejamla imen jegi yo mare dinje inza chanju samman sibalaya imi khawa jegi re sibala da imen jegi maro shiwalaya imen jegi yo mare da me ba inza da chanju samman nam ya sisi kangi talaya negi mares roa sibala mine bi junzen de karesna chanju semba shebe sila mine sing se wonia yongire sibala mine bi junzen karesna sisi dendong mare se koa dendong dong sum do to ba yinza koi jen changmong jen koi jen dizo ge nyenbo changma ngon sum do to ne 오로아 koi jen da yuen den changma banglang dizo da banglang dizo ngon sum du tongwa yang da banglang dizo tsushin tongde da koa kangi zawa jen yinbi dunga ki zawa nge sungne te ngon sum du te bongwi nyenbong ngon sum du rangji la yoba yinzang ane koa la negi mares hiwa la negi mares hiwa la minebi gyunzen nyingje shi la minebi dangas shenden la zo shenji dunga la ane 가르소를 탄데기 로심보 요 인자 랑기 데지라 토나 요 말에 랑기 대와라 토나 인자 시비 대와라 랑지보 코이 대와 톱나야 대와 카제 침보에나 텔라 찬주선 바 이메 얘기 말 딘데 인자 티오도 랑신제 양탁비 당문도 미제 바당 시랍당 탑라 케베 시디 아니 다 시랍다 탑시 숭제지 고네 아니 심제 랑규 코드 현대 두기레스 탑기 탑다 시람니 송두 대비 권에 아니 현대 두기레스 심제 마듀바남스데 랑규 코드 마듀바남 두바체 당보 로아 당보 두아체 두잉 오보시 시엘라 소바 찬주 셈비 데 냠레 두잉 오보시 요로 아 짐바다 냠바 마와다 튼튼바다 튼저바세 어 디게 코드 마듀바나 뒤 두잉 오보시 다 뒤차위 젤라티니 대다 아니 용수 민바체니 로아 대다라 대다기 로당 튼비 권에 담나 셰비 권에 최수미 권에 대다기 로 아니 코 택바침볼라 매바지이나 택바침비 취해시 년대기 택발라 매바이나 년대기 택비권에 취해시 랑자기 택발라 매바이나 랑자기 취해시 다 대숨이야 내가 대숨 가야라 매바스 매바이나야 아니 원도 좀 아니 원도 좀 된도 얘기여나 침이 침이 대화점 침이 미 삼이 대화점 등교여나 아니 달라 원도 둡지기 어 취해시 어 독스자는 주민바체 아니 타라 민바 테네이 다 초아체 타라 아니 동반이라 소바 다 시에네 다 초아치고라 최 사모시에네 초아체발라 최 사모시에고레 마도 최 사모 마셰빙에라티니 아 짐바다 추짐다 오 독생원도 줍제기 규디조시 오 독스레스야
사모시에데 초아키비치드레
아 단 사모 초아치비치도 규민 차위질라 초아라 네버도 최 사모시에고레스
And so here, the actual, we're again commenting on the verse of the Clear Meaning Commentary, where it says, a bodhisattva who acts with such an inherent nature does not manifest the limit of reality and attracts scattered living beings and so forth with wisdom and skillful techniques. What's not quite translated here is, so there's this word that the bodhisattva is ripening those who have not yet been ripened, which is what we're commenting on here. And so the key concept is that the bodhisattva does not abide in either of the two extremes, a point which will be explained later in the text. So that the two extremes here are the extreme of existence and the extreme of peace. So that the bodhisattva, and here we're speaking particularly of the Arya bodhisattva, does not abide in the extreme of existence, which is to say samsara, nor does the bodhisattva abide in the extreme of peace, which is to say the nirvana of without remainder, or the nirvana which is sought after by the shravaka practitioners. So even though this peace, this nirvana that the bodhisattva is not abiding, even though it's insofar as it's completely gotten rid of all of the suffering of samsara, it's delightful. It's inconceivably pleasurable. The bodhisattva doesn't have any desire for it. And so the reason that the bodhisattva doesn't seek after, we look at these two, therefore, there's these two extremes, the extreme of existence and the extreme of peace, and the bodhisattva is not chasing after or desiring either one. The reason that the bodhisattva doesn't seek after the extreme of existence or cyclic existence is because the bodhisattva has seen that the cause of all this suffering, the cause of samsara, the root of this is the grasping of true existence, and the bodhisattva has seen the emptiness of true existence.
Oh yeah, Thomas. Thomas.
Thomas.
Ah, Thomas.
And the reason that the bodhisattva is not abiding in the extreme of peace is compassion. So that the bodhisattva is not abiding in existence because of knowledge, not abiding in peace because of compassion. So because the bodhisattva has this altruistic attitude, desiring the suffering of others, the bodhisattva therefore is not going to be drawn to simply their own personal pleasure of peace. And so here in the verse, when it says ripening those who have not yet been ripened, this refers to the bodhisattva's activity. What the bodhisattva is actually doing is taking, using the various methods for gathering disciples and gathering and teaching those who have not yet been ripened. So for those who have a propensity towards the Mahayana, teaching the Mahayana, those who have a propensity towards the Shravakayana, the path of the Shravaka, teaching them that Dharma according to their particular attitude. And for those who don't have any inclination towards any of these, then simply teaching the techniques for happiness in future rebirths. And then at the end of this, in order for the disciple, the sort of the final step is in order for the disciple to develop real enthusiasm for the path, also teaching the profound Dharma of emptiness.
Oh yeah, tsasa. Ta di jela tini nganzo ta lamshe ki gyu ngo debu suora ta cheche di zo lamshe ki wi gyu, lamshe ki rangshin, lamshe ki chile dao de ani simjen ta shendin dubye de roa te o du si lamshe si na dinte jila siyo re ta lamshe ki gyu ngo debu sumbo kangrungi dibi tekjen pakbi kenpa de ta oda kangdar jang lamshe sina tekjen pakbi kenpa de la sura tekjen pakbi changsim pakbi kenpa sangjen ki kenpa la lamshe sigi marwa changsim pakbi kenpa la cholam dan cholam la lamshe sigi mare oda inza lamshe ki cheje de da dinje jaw ji la gyuni dinje ji gyu gi yores ngo rangshin dao din deres chele ni dinje dao ji res da lamshe ki cheje dao de oduks che da inza da lamshe de tini ta dinje ji nge sung ne lamshe de gi la ke ne da lamshe lamshe ki cheje ki gyu dang ngo cheje de zo she ne da lamshe de ke go res ke na da khande yo res na lamshe de la tini a tekwa nyendegi lamshebi lamshe kainsina tekwa sumgi tenchego roa duja tekwa rigje tekwa sumgi duja rigje sum yorwa duja gashik tekjengi chela meba yore duja gashik rangja gi changju da rangja gi ngondo ngondo sinamindu lamla meba yore duja gashik nyendegi lamla meba yore oda duja rigje sum da gashik da duja tel hangma dizo lamla nge su ma shu na yang duja tamja tar disum ba kharung la rig nge ba ro sa o gi busin ji na yang maung ba na disum kharung ji la dro go ro o din jang da tek ba sum ji duja rig jen sum bo de gi ten du bie gi che du da lam dizo changma she go ro duja rig jen sum ji ten che ba la sum ga she go in jang tini nyen de gi duja je su sum ji che du nyen de gi lam she rang ja gi duja je su sum ji che du rang ja gi lam she tekjengi duja jesu sumi chidu tekjengi lamshe se tizu sangma gila kyeko res ta nyendegi lamshe de tini ngen tangbo ta nyendegi lamshe bi lamshe se tekje kanji jila sigi res na ani tiring tini ma tsikje de yongi res ya.
And so here we're speaking again of we're getting the outline of this path knowledge. We've been speaking about the cause, the nature, and the result of this path knowledge. And so here, to speak path knowledge, to speak technically, is the exalted awareness of a Mahayana Arya, an Arya Bodhisattva. So that is to say that the awareness of a Bodhisattva on the path of preparation and accumulation is not path knowledge, nor is the omniscient mind of a Buddha. So here, path knowledge refers to the exalted awareness of an Arya Bodhisattva. And to say path knowledge is that this is knowledge of the path, of paths. And so what the Bodhisattva is practicing at this point is developing the ability to lead various beings along the path. And since there are various beings, there have to be various paths need to be understood. And so, particularly, we have this comes down to the three paths or three vehicles. So the path of the Shravaka, the Pratyeka Buddha, and the Mahayana path. And while there we can talk about various detours and auxiliaries, it always comes back down to these three paths. So these are the three paths that the Bodhisattva needs to be able to understand in order to be able to lead that student who has an enthusiasm for the Shravaka path, The Bodhisattva has to understand the Shravaka path, likewise the Pratyeka Buddha path, and for the disciple who has an enthusiasm for the Mahayana, the Bodhisattva also has to understand the Mahayana path. And so here in the text, now what we're turning to is, what is the cause? How does one develop? What is the cause for this path knowledge? And what comes next is the path knowledge which knows the path of the Shravaka. So we're dealing with three path knowledges. Path knowledge which knows Shravaka's paths, path knowledge which knows Pratyeka Buddha paths, path knowledge which knows Mahayana paths. Here, the next verse is the Shravaka path.
Oh yeah, that thing, 난조 단단네. 아니 택받침비 취해 징겐지 이나 택받침비 취해 징이 난조 쓰기오라 택받침비 취해 징이오라. 다 택받침비 취해 쓰야 돼. 신 심정 동안에 자야기 취해도 미유데 디로와. 다 디 취와라. 아니 제로 제당데 신고라. 감담에 심정지 감담 매번 마셔봐 이나. 아니 제로 제당데 마셔나. 아니 랑기 깔에 잡나야 파기를 된다데 가르소래. 대부다 체면 줍톱기 말해 줍대로 튕기 말해 내 이름 인장 아니 뒤서 시행거래스 년 년대기 창주톱이치도 가르치고래 심지어 뒤서기 뒤치도 년대기 람시비 람시에스에데 독스래 람시에스디 오늘기 람시에다 창주 선발라 요래데 뒤 냠랜데 만저 탄단해 치고래 년대기 두자리전 예수 숨이치도 빼나 미직 년대기 오년 나상제 투사마레 깔레카사 텔레가 거의 동안에 교대 탄나 약사레서미 미삼로 연결지라 장주기 셈시나 텐두 줄기 마로와 다 딜라 아니 년대기 취시하고라 거 더바데 년대 장주 요아인자 다 년대기 취시하는 데는 간데 시하고래 시당데 랑기 텐단네 장고라 어디 람드 여다 저 장선 파발라 요래데 냠랜데 텐단 간주 텐단네 장괴기 요래 년대기 두자 제수 숨이치도 가르치고래 랑자라 메바 연겐디서 가르치고래 택젠라 메바 연겐디서라 가르치고래 오 두욱시 냠랜데 스나미도 텐단네 지구기 요래스야.
So here we speak of ourselves as practicing the Mahayana. And if to say that we're practicing the Mahayana, that means that our goal is to free others from suffering. But to do that, we need to understand the desire, the capacities and propensities of others. If we don't understand the character of the person we're trying to help, if we don't understand what they're into, then we cannot, within our attempts to teach them the path, will fall short, and we won't be able to affect the desired results. And so that's why, even though when we say that the actual path knowledge is something that an exalted bodhisattva has, the practice of it is something that we do. So the path knowledge is something which Arya bodhisattvas have, but the practice of path knowledge is something that we need to do insofar as our job is to benefit others. So that, say, someone comes to us and they have this Shravaka attitude. All they want is to attain liberation, to just free themselves from suffering. Then if we were to just teach that person Mahayana teachings about bodhicitta, they wouldn't take it in. So for them, we have to understand the Shravaka path. Likewise, for someone who has an enthusiasm for the Pratyeka Buddha path, we need to know the path in order to be able to lead that person. And likewise with the Mahayana path. So again, the key here is that even though the path knowledge is this exalted awareness of an Arya Bodhisattva, the practice is something that we do.
Oh, dukes res. That didn't end up tether ten la soba gene, devotens a loya. Tether ten la soba gene, lam sheba niji capsuta, lam tamje, zobar chak, gebe, city lam tamje la deta, nendegi laminare, ranjagi laminare, tekjingi lam tamje, zobar, chegores, shimba chigores, or da. Didn't end up dang, that dinan tambo, nendegi lam, ranjagi lam, tekjingi lam, that tambo, nendegi lam, the keje, or the candere, sinatini, lam she niji, tulani, pakbi, demba shidagin, number mimi, guneni, nende lam di sheba chas, nendegi lam, sinna, candigila cigarettes, sinna, ani, 다 미유 파비 덴바시다 막 이게 제시 돌디 자면은 자와데 파 미유데 파비 덴바시다기 남바데 아니 다도 매봐 남바 미미비코네 다 텐탐바 미미비코네 스나 디그레다 조 다도 다도 마두바 미미비코네 다 시시데 시기오르로 년데기 람 년데기 두자 리젠 제수 숭위 체도 똥이 떠고 말에 인지민지 담에 모습도 떠나 디디기오레 년데 타르팔라 티투기오레 년데 녀랑기 리젠기 되바 참마 담에 모습도 또 떠서나 랑기 떠서나 아니 년데기 두자 수다 수이나 디기 되바 타르바 토베 되바 꽁투기오레 치 년데기 람지림바 차장 셰투기오레 인지민지 똥이 떠고예요 말에 매바 인자 년데기 람시비 람시에스에도 저 담에 모습도 또 빌로텔라스오레 참주심베 어야 미그바 덴바시라 미네 남바 텐탐바 미미비코네 아니 어 독스체니다 야나 다도 미미비코네 다메바 미미 모습도 통화들라 아니 년데기 람스기레스 야
And so here looking at the clear meaning commentary where it says Having thus stated the basis at the beginning, as all paths must be comprehended in the context of path knowledge, he gives the path of the Shravakas, where all paths refers to the Shravaka path, the Pratyeka Buddha path, and the Mahayana path. And then this is then leading up to beginning the explanation of the Shravaka path, where the root text of the Abhinisamalankara reads, The path of the Shravakas should be known in the context of path knowledge. Without perceiving the aspects of the four, without perceiving the aspects of the four Arya truths in the context of path knowledge, one should so the path of the Shravakas should be understood. So here, when we talk about the focal object, which here we're talking about the path knowledge of the Shravaka path. If we talk about its focal object and its phenomenal content or its aspect, we have these two. So we're talking the focal object is the Four Noble Truths, but how is it being understood? What's its aspect? It's being understood, the Four Noble Truths are being understood as selfless. So here the text says, without perceiving the inherent natures, without perceiving the four Arya truths. But in this context, without perceiving means without seeing them as selfless, without so that the aspect or the way in which the Four Noble Truths are being understood is as selfless. The key point being that the path knowledge is understanding the Shravaka path, and the Shravaka path here, what's being understood is within the three basic omnisciences. This is knowledge of the basis. This is basis knowledge. And for that, one doesn't need an explanation of emptiness. So that in order for the Shravaka, in order to be able to practice their path all the way to the end and eliminate suffering, emptiness isn't necessary. It's sufficient for them to have an understanding of selflessness, which is why here, when we're talking about the path knowledge of the Shravaka path, the way in which the Four Noble Truths are being understood is they're being understood as selfless. That's the sense in which they're not, without perceiving means being understood as selfless.
Oh yeah, that looks like number mimic gonen is that namji that chanju semba nam korangzi ani nyende ki lamde samlo tangyongdi that mimic be tentamra mimi bi gone ani nyamlen chigi yore rwa tentamba mi inaya nyende gi lamshi bi lamshi khora tentamba tok bi lo goe yo mar di tamme ngosum do tok bi lo de shang ma di gore chanju sim bi gi gi tamme ngosum do tok bi lo de la tamme cham re tamme chen ba re cham ma do den shi mi da so ju ju ngosum do tok bi lo de zo chang ma la hi she si gore o di di nyende gi lam la shang na tigi hore o ni dong ngo sum du tok bi lo te la rang ja gi lam si hore rang ja gi lam si bi lam si tong ba ni ngo sum du tok bi lo te la chang ju sim ba pa bi ani tek jeng gi lam si bi lam si o da sum de duk si re si ya
And so here the distinction is that the bodhisattva, when the bodhisattva is reflecting on the Four Noble Truths practiced in the Shravaka context, the Bodhisattva can see these as not existing inherently, being empty of inherent existence. But the path itself, the path which is being cultivated by the Shravaka, is simply a path of selflessness. That the path the Shravaka is practicing is based around selflessness, where we say that the 16 aspects of the Four Noble Truths, which include selflessness, constitutes the, which is the knowledge of the basis. That's the Shravaka path, which is being understood. The understanding of non-duality of subject and object is the Pratyeka Buddha path, which the path knowledge, when with the path knowledge of the Pratyeka Buddha's path is understanding that. And the emptiness of true existence, understanding the emptiness of true existence is the Mahayana path, and the path knowledge of the Mahayana path is understanding that.
Oh yeah, that too. Then it the what is that? That in the end, that make but the temple series the Nyende ki lamshi bi lamshi ina ya tenshi lam make but that make but khande ji ina that lam ki kapsu cholam ne sang ma je ba tu yang na Nyende ki khande ji ina zo make but the tenshi jang jang re mang chao tenshi mi da ju ju di ke chi shou zhou de da di de re ma tu. Roa du kunjung rapje jens. Tene a gokden la ani gokpa shiwa chanum ngejung ngejungs che. Ani lam rigpa duba ngejins che ni lam la cheche shi. O da cheche juruk bode ta zo cheba chisi hi rao de denpa shi dang di cheche juruk de res.
Da kichinbo di denpa shi che kichinbo member di karre?
Ta ngandu namji sada chuta me di zo mikba la shira shira shegi yomare salam gi mikba la sada chuta me da ri da o ta gyazo da di zo sing da di zo lam gi mikba la shira di ko shegi ma kaiso ko ke chenbo mares ke chi shu de dunga demba kunjung demba gobi demba lam gi demba zo panglang la panglang khare chu dunga khande lam komye de dunga pang dewa dubye ro o ta di shi de Dunga Ponga, the Deva Dubeki, Dunde, Dinshi, the race, or Dindin, Dinshi, Mita Juduks, or the Tape, Tekba Chembo, Tekba Chungu, Sanga, Kareina, Jetsunga, Sunga, Tetana, Dinshi, Nipe, Tekba Chejunga, Don Jebila, Be Lamji Gatum Chembo, Yin, Sunga, the Dirta, Dinshi, Yakushi,
and Gores. And so here, the focal object is the Four Noble Truths. And that pretty much holds true. For across the board, for any path, the focal object is always ends up being the Four Noble Truths. And this goes whether it's the path on the path of accumulation and preparation or beyond, the focal object is the Four Noble Truths. Because they are what matter most. So we don't find in the context of discussing the path the four elements, earth and water, oceans and trees, aren't being discussed as the focal object. The focal object, again and again, turns out, it always ends up being the Four Noble Truths, insofar as it is the Four Noble Truths which explain the cause and effect whereby one eliminates suffering and attains happiness. And so the the Four Noble Truths here are the truth of suffering, origin, cessation, and path. And each of these four then have four aspects, which makes the 16 aspects of the Four Noble Truths. And for the first of these, so the truth of suffering, and here it's explained in the commentary, the truth of suffering, the four aspects are impermanent suffering, selflessness and peace. The second set of four, so this is the four aspects of the origin of suffering, which is the cause or origin of suffering is the cause, origination, production, and condition. And tila de ngaso gi medaso chukni nala di deodinsa nala di gyu kasa dungye den ba ta ta gyu deni di go di shebe kabla ale o ra sa
yuda lamda dunga ni se chi she gyo ra jewa ten sa kabla di wa la di kha ga chi pha ji ngi re
par ko di di on la
ten da di ngan do zo da do ni shebe den shi chen go na shin che ro ya jewa ten sa ko rim shen ba ji la ani dunga lam ani kun jung go ba ro yuda lamda dunga mare gyu kun jung gyu ni nge la she debu ni je la she gyu kun jung da lam de ani dunga da go ba gyu da lam da go dunga da go ba la ni khori mi shin so wo du na yang khori ka ga ji she gi yo re di lam nyam su lem bi rim bi wang du che na ani gyu da lam da ma le lam ji la che bi rim bi wang du che na ani du se re kun jung da lam ni nge la che gi ro ka yin se na nye mong bi ki ne la de kho la khor gi yo re 코아데 도발라 람곰네 아니 고텐 톱기 요레 소둑스
so here the then jumping down for the in the order of the text to find the four aspects of the truth of cessation near the bottom of the paragraph then we have the cessation in the form of selflessness peace excellent and transcendence and the four of the path are path method accomplishment and transcendence and there the sort of point is, and this is a point that Jetsun Kapa makes, that the whether it's the lesser vehicle or the greater vehicle, all the way up to the Vajrayana, it always comes down to the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths is the key point. Danda di geshul sunya tamu dinga rimason, danda nga sugi lam nyamsleme wonde cheba deni tambo di dunga de mashi gorola
lam nyamleng ge wang du chena dunga demba kunjung demba gobi demba lam gi demba ste nyamsleme bi rimba rowa ta gila ji bi rimba chena ani kunjung nge la ge tini dunga ge tini lam ge tini goba ge gore es ge bi rimbi chen wang du chena duk sre es ya
so we can talk when we talk about the Four Noble Truths in the order of the Four Noble Truths the standard presentation which we find here is the order in which one practices the Four Noble Truths, where first one reflects on suffering, then its cause, then one reflects that there is cessation, and then one turns to how one might attain that. But if we talk about the actual order in which they arise causally, then origin of suffering arises first, then suffering, and then the path arises before the cessation.
Yeah, that does it, that does it. Oh, yeah, tell a dungaji to me, Kormishin to Midabata, Dunga, what the Tongba, the Dame, but this, any dungatin be catches, she check. Oh, Tedaki Tenny, any she win number she talk dance, Roa, Tedaki Tenny, she win number she city, any gobby number she yongroa, Casa, Goba Shua Canum Jungs. Oh, yeah, Dunga Shivi, any number she. Da kyun jung wi denbi ani kyun jung denbi ani gyu dang kyun jung wa da rab du jie wa da jian ji ngo dang sta da di pe kan de res na ne dang zha wa de dang zha wa sung dang zha wa and dig bi nam ba dang zha wa dig ba nam da ani yi jung wa da de zha da zha wa cha wo de da go di xi de kyun jung gi da pe zha wa pe kan de res na kyun jung den ba sing ne ne nang xing res dunga gi dungaki ne yena dungaki gerwa ne de dungaki ngandol la dunga tinge jing ne de rwa ani de dang da wa de si ti tamba ngandol sa ya ki de de si yo mar de ne la ji ora cancer la it o de na shin re skin jung de ba se ne li ji ngandol da ma so na de ne na shin de ne cancer la gi ro o sung na shin ta de da ya ni ko bi nang gi su su na su ji ora de na shin re skin jung de ba 디도 예나 대화 요 말어 네당 대다 숭우당 오다 딕빈 넘버 스디 간조 게비 도조 딕빈 넘버 오 딕반 넘 오 딘드다오레 스킨 중 싱겐디 랑싱데 코 둥아기 규짱 다 디젤라 오 둑스제레스 야다오나
and so here looking at the words of the clear meaning commentary where it reads the four aspects of the truths are impermanence suffering selflessness, which is indicated as empty, and peace, and also indicated that the aspects of origin with natures of, and so these now we're turning to the four aspects of the origin of suffering, cause, origination, production, and condition. And then, so then we have this the list of four here with disease, excrescence, irritant, and misfortune. These four are examples for understanding the four aspects of the origin of suffering. So we are talking about a disease, an excrescence or boil, an irritant, something which causes discomfort and misfortune. Danda di peshi di danda di kunjungi. So it seems like we can, in fact, make a one-to-one correlation between each of the aspects of the truth of origin, the four aspects and the four examples, where the cause is a disease, the origination is an excrescent, the production is an irritant, and the condition is a misfortune.
Oh yeah, that di jung la tin de in zan tin yi jung wa da de ja da ta wa da gog be chi shug ba yin os tin de gi da kun jung di zo ta ne da de da sung da dik bin nam ba di zo da tu mi de ba yin zan di zo la yi jung wa da di zo da ta wi chi du jug ba da di zo gog be chi shug ba yin zan tin gog ba se da kang dar jang wo di zo gog be shug ba yin da gog bin nam ba di chi la yong gu re ro tin de zan dunga kinjungi dunga dang kinjungi temba teda ni sosi yi jungwa dang teda ni sosi yi jungwa tagi tseni ji paro jigbi chejengi nambi ngo ni tak dang si di zamba ta o di zo zamba ta kangdar jang dunga dang kinjung di zo chawar chawa yi jungwa chawa o yi jungwa chawi namba tawi kone tini dang meba pena dunga pangze dunga bangja kunjung bangja dunga la ngebar jungja kunjung le ngebar jungsa ta yi jungwa chewi kone ti to ta dang me ba to gore dang me ba yi jungwa chewi kone ro ngo ti zo pe mi te pe sungu na xin ta pe ti zo bangja ta wi kone ti ni ta dang me ba zo dang me ba ta wi to ge gi yo ro du xi ni a dunga da kunjung ge den ba te da ni so so yi jungwa ta ge chen ni 아니 파로당 직비 체전기 대단히 파로당 직비 체전 시디다 미닥바 미닥비 오 임바 아니 파로 아니 코르 코르와 양나츠로 파로 양나 대닥 각바디도 파로 양대 오다 대다 깨지깨지기 직바데 아니 미닥바 오 대닥라 네발 중네 아니 시원 양대 토바데 대자다 차와 오 대당 예발 중에 다른 양대 대다 차소나 대자다 차와 오 대다기 모요와 다 랍두 직비 남바 탁당 시디다 디조 상마 체제라 둥아 당 근중 시디 고 딱바 땜바 마인바 모요와 다 모 직비 체제다 빵나 빵에 요와 공배도 줘야 요바 양마 냠예 딥 뉴도 충두다 뉴도 줘야 요와 오다 요와 다 직비 체제 랑신데 딘데레스 둥아 딱바 말에 근중 딱바 말에 오 독시 체니다 맞아 남지 대시 미다 소주로 남제도 알 셰디 잠바 둥알아 소바티도 딱바 마인바 셰기요라 로아 셈 딱바 마 딱 딱바 마레 풍보 딱바 마레 오 둥아 딱바 마레스 오 딘딘자 직비 체제 인자 요와다 직비 체제 인자 다디도 미닥비 오따와다 둥아위 오따와다 오 독시 체니 되자다 타와 요와다 랍두 직비 넘바 탁당 넘바 딘디스 로아 미닥비 넘바 요위 넘바 둥아기 남 어디다 갑이 고비랑기 뭐 직바당 서로 둑스천이 되니 내 고와다 다 다진 강기들의 내 고와다 체비 남바당 고비 어 둑스레스 야다.
And so continuing with the text, where it reads, because one practices cessation, impassivity, and non-attachment, the shared aspects of suffering and origination annihilate opposing characteristics. Are dispassionate about destruction and disturbance and prevent fear, misfortune, and distress. So here the point being that seeing the undesirability of suffering and the origin of suffering, then one reacts to that. One has renunciation, one tries to extricate oneself from that through the view of selflessness, so that one has a mind of renunciation that turns towards selflessness, seeing the undesirability of suffering and the origin of suffering. And then the text continues explaining the truth of the cessation which is to be attained here. The truth of cessation has the aspects of being cessation in the form of selfless peace, excellent, and transcendence, which are empty, signless, wishless, and without accomplishments. And so going to looking here at the words where the text is commenting on the truth of origins and in the truth of suffering, saying that they are dispassionate about destruction and disturbance, prevent fear, misfortune, and loss. The point here is that the origin of suffering and suffering itself are impermanent, so that the self is impermanent, the suffering is impermanent. And so when the text speaks of these being unstable, the point is that they are impermanent. And we'll stop here. And if there's any questions, we can take questions.
Yeah, Kim, to do that. Kim, to do that.
In the sense of being a... If the Svatantrika Majjhimaka say that knowledge obstacles are also delusions?
That's what I thought I heard last week.
The... Nyumon panjutsu machiwache di shiju di panjutsu chigiris. Yosan arangi amshul goe nga goe noriena kare goson lana umarangyube lula di shiju koran di nyunjub jabu gugudus. Di ina dini yewa di kante chigiris. Di pechi goa noriens.
Di faji noriens arangi tenda di umatanjubi lula tenda di savatantika matimika they are different, right? Knowledge obscuration and obscuration of delusion, right? The kagare, yeah, tanju lula denzing dang dangzing niga kansa dag tu chuba zimbi dangzing kansa tembar chuba zimbi denzing niga nyemore tadi tanju lula re tanju lula kainsina niga koi zaware deore. Kansa dangzin yang koi zaware, chegi dangzin, kansa denba chuba zimba yang, denzin yang koi zaware, chegi dangzin yang koi zaware. Yinzang, tanju yulula, niga nyendibre, koale tarwala, niga bangore, niga mabangna, koale targi mare. Ta umarangibi lula, dini kansa ki dangzin koi zaware, mato chegi dangzin koi zawa mares. Kansa ki dang, chegi dangzin maba na yang koale tarye yore. Roa, dinde yinzang, koi zawa yina ko maba na koale targi maroa. Ta kansa, denzin maba na yang kansa ki, denpa chuba zimbi denzin chegi dangzin sigurwa, di maba na yang kansa ki dangzin bangsong na koale targi re se umarangibi sigyore. Yinzang, denzin dang, dangzin ni kaga re se, denzin de shedib re, dangzing de nyendib re. Dinde yinzang, kowala tarwala dangzing ebar du bango re, de koi zawa re. Kowala tarwala denzing bango ma re, de koi zawa ma re. Oda cheba duksi shegyo re. Dinde yinzang, chanju senpa, ta umarangji bi lu shisha chana, chanju senpa namji, denzing shedib yinzang, denzing de shedib de bangji zo chigi re, nyendib bangji zo chigi ma re, kanyisena, Changju Senpa nam sangje sangje gu deba yinzang sangje la kari gi dipgi resi na zo dimgen di xidip re xidip bang song na nyendip xia la bang zhu resi pe na 직 강바다오지 메타 땅에 있나 강바데 신동도지 메타 땅에 삼로나라 아가 신동데 메타 땅고 삼니 신동데 강자 메라 땅나 딘 기기 로마티조 타고 베조 치고 말어 샬라 치도그로 테나싱가 시티 빵고 삼비 삼로데 예나 닌디 콜라 베조 치고 말어 샬라 치도그레 빵도그레 소디 랑지비 따와드레.
And so here when we have the two schools of Majjhimaka with the Prasangika and the Svatantrika, to speak first of the Prasangika, the point is that both grasping onto true existence and grasping onto a self are both afflictions. They're both the causes, both of them are causes of samsara, and the root of samsara. If something is the root of samsara, then until you've gotten rid of it, you don't get rid of samsara. So from a Prasangika perspective, in order to be free from the suffering of samsara, you have to get rid of both grasping at true existence and grasping at a self. Whereas in the Svatantrika Madhyamaka school, the difference is that grasping at a self is the root of samsara, but grasping at true existence is not. And what that means is that from this perspective, in order to free oneself, so in order to get out of samsara, in order to eliminate samsara, all you need to do is get rid of grasping at a self. You don't need to eliminate grasping at true existence. So in the present context, we say that the bodhisattva is focused on getting rid of knowledge obscurations. It is not Their primary focus is not on getting rid of the afflictive emotions, the delusions. We could take the example of if you wanted to burn down a tree, if your focus was to burn down a tree, then the leaves would get burnt along the way. Likewise, the bodhisattva's focus is to get rid of the knowledge obscurations, and the afflictions will get burnt up along the way.
ona tanju yi shedib de karer jila shagre sin ta de thoba le gro uma rangji be denjing de shedib re dangjing de nyedib re che ji dangjing sinare denjing sinare de shedib re khansa ge dangjing nyedib re ta nyedib da shedib duk sir wa ta ona tanju yi lu la shedib de kare ta shedib yo mar we sin na ani ta dangjing dang denjing ni nyedib re shedib mare tanju yi lu la shebar chu yi shedib me sgi ore sheba yingeng shetip ji yom shetip di zo kare sha gore sina ani nganzo la temba thuba nangwi nangwa dang temba thuba nangwi chala thuba dang denjing gi phagja dang ni nang thubi phagja dang oda dinde gi rik mangbo ji yore temba thuba nangwa te sam sang ma je bodu yor di shetip re o thu nang tokbi nam tok gi thuba ji yora thu nang ji ni denang gi yula thuba ji o thubi phagja o dizo shedibre ni nang gi thuba denang ani denjing gi shakpe phagja o ni nang thubi phagja o dizo shedibre dizo sheba mare o ta ti pongye de khawani go chom gi resna tanju yulu la tine sa dimba manje la dangjing da denji chajang pa ne chanju semba sa jebal le di ani shini dizo pongye go chom gi res gore
So in the Svatantrika position, then we have this clear division between the delusions, the delusion obstacles, and the obscurations to omniscience. Where grasping onto a self is a delusion obscuration, whereas grasping at true existence is a knowledge obscuration. So then the question comes, what about in the Prasangika school? Since in Prasangika we've taken both of those, we've taken grasping at true existence and grasping at self, and we're saying that both of those are in fact obscurations, delusion obscurations, then what are the knowledge obscurations for the Prasangika school? And so here, the way it's said is that, the way Jirinbashi says, is that there are no cases of knowledge obscurations which are mental events. There's no particular consciousness which is a knowledge obscuration. So what is it? The obscuration, knowledge obscurations are instead always something other than an actual mental event. So they are the appearances of true existence, confused appearances, imprints of true existence, and so forth. So for instance, when we talk about the appearance of true existence, this is something that stays with us all the way up until right before Buddhahood. And the way that the Prasangika explained this is that when we talk about the 10 bhumis, this 10 stages of the Bodhisattva's path, up to the 7th bhumi, the Bodhisattva is focused on getting rid of the delusion obscurations. And it's only at the, from the 8th bhumi on, that the Bodhisattva begins to abandon the knowledge obscurations.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Oh, this is true, right? True. Chezang, takzang loza jerimbochi la, ani jerimbochi nyemongje mayimbi marikba siya jishiribla shayo re. Tati takzang loza, di marikba mare, nyemongje mayimbi mingta pare mato tenzingi pakcha de la sigo re, right? Tenzingi pakcha de la, nyemongje mayimbi marikba si mingta pare mato, di marikba mare, marikba ina sheba ingo ra. Ta je zonga bi, ani dindiji sungwa inza takzang loza, Ani shebar tuwi, shetim meba tang, nyemongje mi marik yoba gage duuse, nyemongje ma marikba ina sheba yungura, kerangi sheba tuwi, shetim me sugi duwasi na, oda jetonga bi marikbi mingi tabare mato, di marikba mares, di tenzingi pakjala marikba se ming ta shabare, mato sheba tuwi, shetim me se, o jetonga bi kapa pangdang de duksire.
And so this is a difficult and confusing point. And indeed, one of Jerembushe's opponents, the Sakya scholar, Takzang Lotawa, zeroed in on this, pointing out that in Jerembushe's own works, there's a phrase where it says, ignorance, which is, there's a phrase, non-deluded ignorance. And Jerembushe explains non-deluded ignorance as being a case of an obscuration to knowledge, which would mean then that it's not a mental event. And Tatsang Lotsawa's objection is, what sense does it mean to speak of ignorance which is not a mental event? Insofar as we're speaking of ignorance, we're talking about a mental event. And so just to say that this was a point of real critique.
Oh yeah, de tanju kanye chigi nangla, kanye chigi nangla, Tenzing nyendi bimba asya de kanye chigi nangla shagor di nyokta yore. So yeah, ta ani Tenzingyam du pangiro wa, di pangiro, ta tenzing pangiro. So, ina miyo zhao de zho de shiri pangya yi che du tonglam gomgi yore, gomlam gi kapsu tongbanyi gomgi yore, zho shiri pangya yi che du gomgi yore. Ina yan tedi kali, shala tenzing di zho seto gires.
And so just to apply the same point to this particular verse where we're saying that the Arya Bodhisattva is not primarily focused on getting rid of the delusions, insofar as the Prasangikas are saying that grasping at true existence is a delusion, the way we would explain this is that, yes, of course, the Arya Bodhisattva is getting rid of grasping at true existence, but their primary focus, even though they're getting rid of it, their primary focus is on getting rid of the obscurations to knowledge.
Oh, yeah, what is it? That is us. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. See you next time.
So just to recap, upcoming events, so in about three weeks from now, Geshe Lobsang Ngawa, Dawa? Anyway, he's coming on Friday.